We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We never give up hope. We never feel like we're out of it. We always feel like someone's going to make the play instead of someone messing it up, you know. So we just have so many guys out here to just feel like, man, let's get back out here. Let's make a play. Let's strip sack. Let's get a pick. It's never, you never feel like you're out of the game until it's 0-0-0 on the clock.
Times 232. It's brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Water, fire, or mold issues, demand the yellow van. Joe Haden, the player to seal it, the ex-Brown who was cut by them, and the Steelers smartly, intelligently snatched him up, and there he was, Johnny on the spot at the end of the game. Steelers now have forced 30 turnovers. That is the most in the NFL. They passed the New England Patriots in yesterday's game. Another five-sack performance from that defense. Chris Mueller, who has seen the light here, he's done with the Browns. He's kicked him out of bed. He has filed the divorce papers.
My friends were right about you, Browns.
He's trying to now come back to an objective place in the world. So what did that game tell you about the Steelers' defense, Chris?
It's not the best in football. I can't yet say that, but it's playing like it. If you looked at all the, they did the graphic yesterday. Fourth in the league in points per game since week four. Second in turnovers, second in yards allowed. Second in one other category that now I can't think of off the top of my head. They are as good as those numbers suggest they are. Haden, that's a good quote there too, because even when they had Mayfield get a little bit of rhythm, where he was hitting some shots down the middle of the field at the start of the third quarter, tightened up, did what they had to do, they look like the best defense I can remember seeing since maybe the Super Bowl team under Tomlin. Can you think of a better one?
No, not even close.
I don't even know. Like, now, my memory of that team is pretty hazy as far as like the vividness
of
what they're doing.
Well, I'm talking like the last time they went to the Super Bowl in 2010.
No, I'm talking about the team that
won
it. The team that won it.
Yeah, I don't.
They're interchangeable to me, and this defense belongs in the conversation with that one. Not just because they have a ball hawk safety like who makes plays like Troy did for those teams. It's more the pass rush, man. Watt Dupree, and you know who was yesterday? Hargrave felt like he was in every time collapsing that middle of that pocket. Treader or whatever, the center for the Browns, looked like he was limping a little bit, and the Steelers absolutely took advantage of that and just absolutely saw a weakness and destroyed it. I was watching Sunday Night Football, and they were doing a big hagiography of Bill Belichick, and he's the art of war, Sun Tzu, and all that stuff. Find a weakness and attack it. I feel like the Steelers' defense has found weaknesses this year and attacked them. They don't have Greg Robinson in there, who's not great on his own. McCray comes in, and it just looked like the Steelers used him as a turnstile.
Mother Hubbard, too, got abused.
If you were going to ask me, now I know the question is, what did it tell you about the defense? Told me they're really freaking good. If you were going to ask me, though, what was the story of yesterday's game in one word, it would be pressure. It was just pressure all game for Mayfield. Who, by the way, like, I hope nobody actually uses his thumb being hit as an excuse. He was still slinging it in the second half when he actually had time. It's just that he rarely had it.
The Steelers have a Super Bowl caliber defense. It looks like the best defense in the league when they play at Heinz Field. They've got one home game left that's going to be a test against a Bills team that keeps proving me wrong. They've got the defense to win a championship. They've got the defense to win playoff games. Their offense just needs to get competent. If it's average, they've got a shot here to surprise people, to shock people. And so that'll be the...
When you say that, what do you mean? Shock and surprise people.
I'm saying that with this defense, if their offense can get a little bit better, they can win road games in the playoffs.
Would you go, right? You watched that game last night, didn't you, Houston?
Yes.
I know the Patriots are their bugaboo.
I think they could go in there and win.
Okay, I wanted to hear you say it.
I think they could go into Kansas City or Houston in the first round with their defense.
You think they could go into Baltimore and win?
I don't think you can ask with where their offense is for them to win.
No team has played Baltimore better and not won this year than the Steelers. I think they even played them better than the Niners did.
Like, I don't think they can repeat 0-5.
But you think if they need to get a win or two,
I think
and maybe
they can
get a lucky break with a better team going down?
Yeah.
I'm starting. I don't know if I'm there
yet. I think
they
could be like that Steelers team in 84 that beat Elway in the divisional round and then got trounced in the championship game by the Dolphins.
I was all over the whole duck thing before most people were. You and I got laughed at for that, and now people are on board with it. It's just maybe it's his pedigree or lack thereof. It's so hard for me to imagine Devlin Hodges quarterbacking them to like an AFC title game appearance.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.